Blog Talk Radio.
New shit, I got the new shit, the exclusive. My man Long Loke on deck. Squad life, stand up. Here we go. Long Loke, talk to him, homie.
You already know, man. Up at Smoke Radio, drop that shit, nigga.
Loose shit, nigga.
You already know how I'm doing it, man.
Long Lucy, man.
I got these bars for y'all niggas.
Let me show y'all niggas how to really do this, man.
Let's do it.
Hop up in the whip, I'm about to make a move. It's time to wake these niggas up, they keep on hitting snooze.
Yeah.
Out in the six, me and my niggas play by different rules.
Yeah.
We keep it G about these hoes, we get to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I want that bitch there, cause she got a fat
okay.
ass. Scoop her up like Mickey D's, beating down the bat pan.
Yeah.
Couldn't even catch a plane, now I'm flying high class.
Yeah.
Gotta keep a lookout for them people up on my ass.
Woo.
Why you acting like you ain't a hoe with your lying ass?
Why?
Knowing you gon' top a nigga down for this damn bag.
Why?
Bonnie, why you fuck with her? Shorty got a flat ass, who else gonna bust this drug for me? You shit, my bad.
My
I just want the money, baby. Plus, I think it's funny how you criticize another bitch when you ain't getting nothing. Bitches let her down another bitch for fucking with a hustler. This shit might not be for you, baby, but all her bills caught up. Shit, let me watch you grab this half and make it bubble. When I paid your ass last time, this time I'll make it double. If somebody takes something, let me know, I'll make it trouble.
When
I keep that banger on me, at that time I ain't trying to tussle.
Bye-bye.
If you skinny and you weak, get it together, gain some muscle. Cause I'm skinny, but I'm cut, and on my soul I can rumble. And my mother said, listen baby, Lonnie, stay humble, it's a jungle. If you run it down their throat, don't fumble. I listen to you, mama, blow kisses to you. If you ever need something, tell me, I'll give it to you. If I ever fall off, remind me I'm a king, and I'm bound to be successful, cause it's in my fucking genes. Lately I've been stuffing all this fucking money in my jeans.
Money.
It ain't never been a question who gon' take one for the team.
No.
Always been a dope rapper, had to wake up from a dream. Now I made this shit reality, my bars are fatality. Used to work at Arby's, 300 was my salary.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks, now I make that in an hour.
See, yeah.
Take a picture of this king, add it to your gallery.
Yeah.
Take a look at my life, man, I swear this shit inspiring.
Okay.
Cuzzo talking, ticket talk, battery my flowering. When I made my first 5 bands, this shit was flattering. Cause I came from nothing, on my soul I ain't fronting. Played the cards I was dealt, and on my soul I ain't bluffing. Shit, you ain't never watch your mom bust a jug. When she finished, you say, mom, what's the flip?
Hey, mom,
she say, look,
flip?
If I give you $5, you supposed to make 10.
$10?
That's a flip, took the 5 and you do that shit again.
Okay.
I was taught to hustle, I just ain't know this shit at the moment.
Okay.
Don't front me shit, I don't want owe you shit, I don't want it.
Okay.
If it's worked down, I'm going for it. Nah, I ain't punting.
Okay.
If your money short, give me what you got, but I ain't fronting.
Okay.
I don't beef with niggas, I say to myself and get money.
Money.
If you try to rob me, crash, you a dummy.
Bow.
You can't ball like me, cause you ass and it's funny.
Wait.
Am I like my money crippin', talking all blue hunnids. If you hear this in the party, know the whole joint jumping. If you pull up on my niggas, know the whole crew dumping.
Yeah.
Killing niggas for no reason. Might as well be Donald Trumpin'.
Yeah.
Cause my gun for self-defense and I am not nigga hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got picture perfect verses for your nerves. Guy, anything I spit, you can picture it through a bird's eye. Hey, bitch, I hit acting different now when she curved, guy.
Yeah.
She don't answer calls, just text message one word, guy. Black Rob won't have to contact the niggas.
Up,
record
man.
Labels gon' wanna come sign a contract with niggas.
Nah.
I gave handouts and still ain't get my arm back from niggas.
Pussy.
Recorded tracks and still ain't get my songs back from niggas.
Pussy.
Tell me what's wrong with these niggas, they are snakes. I'm about to hit my lawn with these clippers. Lately I drink all my pain away, it's all in my liver, cause I get it from the mud. I'm a dog, how you figure, nigga?
Up in Smoke Radio. We're here live on the Up to Smoke Radio Network. It's your boy Smoke Dog, aka Smoke the Mayor, aka Smoke Don't Give a Fuck, aka Smoke This. Let's get it in. You know what I mean? Today is going to be a great show. We're starting off something different here. You dig what I'm saying? We're going to call this Music Monday, where I come and get guys that I deal with in a local scene, a local music scene to where I'm from. I'm from Western Pennsylvania. If you don't know, not but you know what I'm saying? So today's guest will be the homies representing Medieval Records. You know what I'm saying? I got my cousin, my family member, Rojo, the Inferno and the homie Lunatic. They're going to be on today discussing their new song, video, you know what I'm saying, called We're Here, you know what I'm saying? So, again, everybody take a seat, Upper Smoke Radio. Again, it's your boy Upper Smoke. Thanks for tuning in. And I think I got one of the guys on the line right now. Let's check it out and see. You dig what I'm saying? But again, this is the inaugural show. So again, I appreciate the brothers for calling and all that. You know what I'm saying? And I think you, the listening in. You understand what I'm saying? I just wanted to give peace and blessings to everybody out there, man. Everybody keep their head up. You know what I'm saying? Because it is kind of janky out here right now. So, you know, we ain't going to talk no politics, but we all know what's going on out there. So, you know, everybody be cool out there. You know what I'm saying? That's all. That is all. So, without further ado, let me bring in my cuddo, Rojo, the Inferno. Oh, you on the line there, cuzzo?
What's good with you, cousin? What's good? How y'all feeling today?
Oh, man. We're home in front of the line. Oh, man, we feeling how we feeling. You know what I'm saying? And we're sitting here, you know what I'm saying? We're waiting for the other homie to call in so we can conduct this interview. I made sure I send them the number, and I'm sure you gave him the number when you shared the link there. But other than that, though, how you doing there, sir?
Honestly, I'm feeling great, man. We just dropped the video. The video's booming right now, doing its numbers, and I couldn't be happier right now.
That's what's up, man. To tell you the truth, man, let's see here. While we get going here, I'm not going to be able to find this clip here. Work with me. You got some background music going down in the background there, Cuddy. If you could turn that down just a little bit, I would appreciate it.
Got you. My bad, I'm at work and they got the TV on and shit, so I'll turn it down.
Okay.
That better?
Okay. Whatever you can do. Yeah. Whatever you can do, you know. But since we were here, man, I had to go ahead and I'm going through my stuff. I was going through my things. You know what I'm saying? And I came up with something, but I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna hold out. I'm gonna wait. You dig what I'm saying? I'm gonna definitely wait, and we'll see what's going on. And again, this is Up the Smoke Radio. If you're one of the guys supposed to call in and get conductor's interview, just hit the one button. I'll bring you in. If you want to talk to the brother, well, hold on, phone, hit the one button. I'll bring you in. But if not, just tune in and just listen, hang out. You know what I'm saying? But, Rojo, you know what I'm saying? Until the brother Luna gets on the phone, let me just go ahead and conduct the interview that I was going to conduct, and I can go ahead. Hold on. I might have the brother in right now. Hold on. 412-593, you're on the air with Upper Smoke Radio. Who am I speaking to?
What's happening with you, bro?
Oh my God! Okay. Already, hey, you ain't even gotta say the name. I know the voice already. You understand what I'm saying? I already know the voice. My man, my main man, Reno Shebang in the building.
How you doing today, bro?
Oh man, I'm doing fine, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of you guys supposed to call in. I got Rojo on the line right now. You know what I'm saying? So this might be a medieval party. This might be the medieval takeover. Oh, hell. Hold on. Original idea. Medieval Monday. How about it?
Oh,
yeah, baby.
We here. So, I guess so. Medieval Monday.
See, it's going to happen. So, now I got both the guys on the line, and I'm going again, people. I'm going to be as professional as possible, but these guys are my family members, but I'm going to try my best to conduct a serious interview with the brothers. But if we have a moment, don't worry about it, man. We have a rapport. So I'm going to pass it to you, Rojo, first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you a question. You know what I'm saying? I want to say, at first, you know what I'm saying, what age did you start writing rhymes? And I'll ask you that. And then what was the first hip-hop song you heard that make you wanted to make rap music?
All right. Well, I first started writing in, like, middle school. And why I started writing was when I heard my brother battle at this joint called the Hip Hop Olympics my Uncle Jay Strong used to put on. Because I was just always thinking to myself, I was able to learn songs quickly, and huh, this runs in my family. Why not give it a shot?
And what was that first hip hop, as far as a person in the industry, you said, oh man, I want to be, this guy inspires me?
Okay, so I actually molded my style off of two people. I took DMX's energy with Papoose's lyricism and made myself. That was my starting base. That was my foundation. And I just started building from there and found myself.
Sweet, sweet. I'm going to pass the same question to you, Reno Shebang. I know that you're not just a rapper, you are what I would like to call a musician. You make all types of genre music. And I'll tell you, people, you might hear this brother make some house music, some damn techno, some spoken word, some bluegrass. He does it all. What inspired you to start making music, my brother?
Start making music. I got two different scenarios. And when I started making music, I heard it's really crazy. Which really made me want to start writing was back in the day. I heard the Brat, the Funkified. When I heard that, I was at my grandma's house and I heard that song and I said, "What is this?" And for weeks I tried to figure out who was it, and then when I found out, then I started writing a little bit. But I didn't really mold my style with that. My style was I started getting into a lot of Tupac, and that's really, you know, where I started molding my style, and then, you know, pretty much developed from there.
And R&B, I'm sure you are inspired by, again, who was it, Morris Day?
What's that?
You know, I was joking. I know Michael Jackson is
right,
a good guy,
right,
man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Continue, sir.
And I listen to all kind of music that it inspires. Even I'm writing a hip hop song, I can listen to like maybe a rock song or some other type of song to kind of help me, you know, inspire the hip hop song that I'm writing.
And being that it's Medieval Monday, who is actually on the roster here in 2018 on a Medieval roster? Who are you working with at these days? Because I know you have your own studio and everything like that. Who are the artists you've been working with lately? As far as, because I'm worried about the roster, so this is my insight. Has Quest Money been through? who's been cooking up lately? I know Rojo and Luno got the hot single out right now, but who else has been cooking up over there on the medieval roster?
Just us three. We've been rocking out.
So
we've been rocking out.
We can kind of probably expect some new music here coming shortly.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
So we got Rojo, Luna, and Reno mixtape coming out. And I'm also going to be heading to Team Backpack in New York. I'll be doing that August 29th through the 31st. Y'all can see me there. I'm going to come back, drop another surprise for y'all. Then I'm going to start working on albums.
Cardo, if you can't, can you like, kind of go into another room or something? Because your background noise, I'm hearing Paula Deen's recipes in the background.
Yeah.
Jimmy, put some extra butter on it, y'all.
All right, just a little better.
Yeah, that's way better. That's way better. Yeah, it's way better. Because when, you know, the replay comes out, whatever, I want people to hear the background noise. I want these guys to sound as crisp as possible. You understand what I'm saying? But I wanted to give the audience a little backstory, you guys, because I just want everybody to know that you guys are not just starting today. This is not a fad. Just both, I know, respectfully got 10 years practicing your craft. You understand? And with that being said, before we get to the new, we're going to go to the old. And I'm going to probably mess y'all up with this, both of y'all, with this one. You know I know what it's called. Where it's from. But this is a throwback. I'm going to mute y'all mics for a second after this song. I'm going to bring you back in. Up at Smoke Radio, what a throwback exclusive. This is the Meat Evil Monday Takeover. We'll be right back at you.
Huh? What up, Kato? I'm here to win,
Kato on the track, man.
Started on the track for the niggas that think I'm pacifist. Kobe on the track, motherfucker, I ain't passing shit. Double dropping havoc, these other rappers, they have to quit. See, I'm off my rocker, you rock the boat, then I smash the ship, Dumbo. Knock it out my house like Matumbo. I don't need a second round, I catch the body in 1-0, they done for. How they gon' catch up when they run slow? Come from behind, they make it incredible timing. Try to bite what I'm rhyming, it's like you're slicing a diamond. No injections, I've been infected, see my rhymes like a virus. Thinking that you play with sheep, you in the den of a tiger. I'm targeting all my bars, and these rappers live under fire. They feel the heat on their asses and hoping they get inspired. But all I leave is the ashes, you rappers earned your retire. Let me step back, cause I'm already first where they left at. Take their head off and I put it right where they slept at. Guillotine, you feel the competition, I'ma kill their dreams. Cause I came to win, the second place ain't appealing me. Virtual apocalypse, name a rapper that's killing me. Then with the pen, I'm giving this beat some synergy. But I'd rather pick up my pencil, show y'all this imagery. Last of a dying breed, so black while you trying me. Leave a man slumped behind the trees where you find him sleep. Niggas end up missing and I ain't playing no hide and seek. Try to rest in jihad, my nigga, I am the Iron Sheik. Pop a wheel, pop the seal, push the chopper and pop a drill. Chuck and pop a dock while you pop a shot to that rocket still. Bring the fire from hell, you rappers think I ain't hot for real. Once I put the beat in my sights, believe it, I'm about to kill. This is damage, the end of you niggas' chances. I'm standing above other planets for simply raising the standards. A lion above the cage and I'm more than tamers commanded. This rapper's a bioweapon, you see my lyrics advancing. I'm aiming to be the best and I'm making you understand.
You.
Sir, had to bring out the cannon on y'all guys with that one real quick, a little quick throwback on y'all, you know?
Yeah. I remember that. That was that Kato No Suck MC challenge we was doing.
Yes. And I remember that. I was, you know, preparing for the show, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, let me go on the medieval site, and I implore everybody to go follow, what is it? It's Medieval Records on YouTube. Am I correct, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Medieval Records, and then there's my own personal page, Rojo Inferno 4.
Okay, I implore everybody to follow those sites, but it also goes to that Medieval site because that's where you get everybody's stuff. It's like a one-stop shop for all Medieval recording artists. So go to the Medieval Facebook group also. It's also a one-stop shop. But if you want to hear the music right now at your fingertips, go to the YouTube page, and there's a plethora of music there for you guys to listen to. I mean, all the way down to G Bricks. I think I might have some stuff on there. I might even have a song on there. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because that's basically my primary, when I'm doing stuff, that's primarily why I go to the Medieval Studios. So I know I got some work there anyway. I know I do.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
definitely.
But it's not about me. It's about you guys. And like you guys are saying that there's some music going to be coming through here shortly. And how many songs are you guys into it so far?
Come to think about it, all we got to do is probably lay a few more verses and we might be done.
Yeah, yep. Touch up on some stuff and, you know, mix it down.
Yeah, we might already be like 12 to 14 songs in.
Yeah, we only want, like 12?
Yeah, we only needed like 12. That was our goal, and we might already have it.
Yeah, I think we do, because we was just cranking them out.
Okay.
Then amongst all the other stuff we've been working on.
When can we expect some, because I know with you, Shebang, I want to keep the focus on what you guys have got coming up here shortly, but, you know, it's not a chance that I'll have you guys on the platform, so I want to get everything out right now. But as far as you, you'd like to make a lot of concept albums, so what will be the next conceptual album you got cooking up right now? Because what was the last one? Was it Jay Shady?
No, that was the last mixtape I did.
Okay.
The last album I did was the Mr. Jackson album.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm
Go ahead. I got to tell you sometimes. There's a 2-second delay, so sometimes we'll get, you know, caught up a little bit. So sometimes just wait like 2 seconds.
Okay. But I'm doing the finishing touches on the album, the R&B album I'm working on called Son of a King. I've been working on that for a while. You know, I want this to be perfect, so I'm critiquing stuff, taking stuff out, adding stuff, and just making this, you know, fine-tuning every single thing. I mean, fine-tuning it. I didn't do that to the last album. I created it, went over it, and then just mixed it down, and it was done with it. And, you know, keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, all the stuff that, I mean, I could have fine-tuned that. I could have did this. I could have did that. I'm trying to eliminate all that to where when I hear it, there's nothing that I feel that I should have fine-tuned.
Right. So basically, I mean, and that's the privilege of working in your own studio, because you can sit there and take all the time you want to, because as artists, we know that majority of your budget is going to be recording. So that you guys have the luxury of everything being in house and just going and doing that. And me, and that's why I always liked to go there, because it was always, it always felt like it was private. It always felt like I got all the attention that I needed from you, opposed to a bigger studio where everybody's in and out and things of that nature. We can sit there, we can crack around, we can crack jokes. It's a still a working environment, but it's also a family joking environment. We have fun. So I can see these guys, I can see you guys probably cranking this album out within a couple of days. Because while I'm here, is this new song with Rojo and Luna, is this going to be on the new the new group album these guys come out, or is this something totally separate?
You know what? It's going to be on the mixtape. Yeah, you can expect it.
Okay. Because I didn't necessarily know what you called it, because the way I put it in there, I just said new song. I didn't call it a single, because sometimes people just put out testers these days or, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we can call it a single, but it just came together randomly. Like, the way we put it together, just realized we haven't had nothing out in a minute. And Luna was like, you know what? I want to work on something. So I'm like, all right, let's start looking for beats. The first beat we find was that one. And then we was looking at each other what we want to call it. I mean, we here now. Yeah, we here. So that's going to be the name of the track. We came up with it. We wrote it. I kind of thought up what I wanted to do for the video. And we made that. And we got that ball rolling. And in a few days, boom, we had a video.
Hmm. There you go.
It all came together almost instantly.
And for the people who don't know, what locations were you guys at when you shot the video?
Well, we went downtown Pittsburgh. We hit Market Square. We found the alley because one of the second spot I wanted to shoot at, the cops was all over, and we just saw this alley. We was like, we'll just shoot right here and avoid that. And then we went to the bridge. I think it was the 17th Street Bridge.
Nice.
Oh, no, the 7th.
Nice.
Yeah, the 7th Street Bridge.
Who shot the video?
Reno shot it.
There you go.
And edited.
No shit.
just making sure.
Look at shot for that. Yes, sir. Matter of fact, no. We're going to give him one of these. Yeah, because that's clutch. That's clutch when your label head is your engineer, your video guy, your editor, everything, and you just can go to that person and say, "This is what I need done," and he just says, "Don't worry about it, I got it." But I need this and all. I got it. But I need you to got it.
Hey, that wasn't just for you. That was for everyone else listening. They may want to wonder who edited it and who put it all together.
Listen, I tell you like this. He's for me, best kept secret. If they don't believe me,
it doesn't matter what you think.
So.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is great.
So you know me, so with that being said, let me do another one. The brother's not on the line yet, but he's definitely send it to me. This is Luna. Lunatic. Fortress. An exclusive. I don't think it's out there. But if it is out there, you heard it here for the first time. Medieval Takeover, Medieval Monday. This is Lunatic Fortress. Reno Shebang on the line. Will Holder and Flo on the line. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, all that cool stuff. At Medieval, I think that would be a one-stop shop to check them all out and then follow everything from there. Lunatic Fortress, Up in Smoke Radio.
DJ, put that G shit on replay. Them boys late like a relay, sweeter than a cheesecake. They ain't making noise like bass, and it ain't even a race. It's this point in time, hotter than the summertime. I'm always hungry like Ramadan. Flavor for Louis, every kind. Look in my eyes and I'm ready, nah. Dreaming about what we don't feel like. I'd imagine walking around in ice. It's my perceptive vision, what would life be on the ground? But still, I'm taking flight. Hey, like a moment. All my niggas hot like a sword, I just start. Love game with valuable sources. Young nigga building his foot. Started in the game like a caddy, yo. Around the time I was fucking with the Tavia. Ooh. Had braids at the time, still was wavy, bro. When trying to ball out, I was saving up. Nowadays, I don't just label women. I go down south like Cajun chicken. Rather go up top like what's the ticket. Bring it back down and see if she can flip it. Whoa, I don't gotta sell cocaine cause it's cease cocaine.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted, my homie still pirates blending. Busting fish out the bottom and staying in the dish. Fuck with me, DJ. Put that G shit on replay. Bring it all the way back like a set tape. When my Sean Diddy calls when you press play, you'll get it later. Preferably, I want some alligators. Captain shit, but I ain't trying to save her. Streets are race like we was playing Sega. Look in my eyes, you looking at the maker. Plotting, pitching, pumping, painting paper. Performing, popping, packing, power player. Progression, pride, feels precipitation. But that's all in another conversation. Fuck with me, DJ. Put that G shit on replay. Your voice made like a relay. Sweeter than a cheesecake. They ain't making noise like bass. And it ain't even a race. It's the point in time. Hotter than the summertime. I'm always hungry like Ramadan. Flavor for Louis, every kind. Look in my eyes and I'm ready. Nah, dreaming about what we don't feel like. I'd imagine walking around in ice. My perceptive vision, what would life be on the ground? But still, I'm taking flight. King like a Mormon. All my niggas hot like a torch. I just plugged in with valuable sources. Young nigga building his fortress. Long days, great nights. Long days, great nights. Great gang, strong bites. Frostbite. Frostbite, I am king. Sitting back comfortable with my team. Till the time stand up and pop off a clean new bitch on the scene. I'm all in her dreams. Told her I'll call you. Hey, look, don't call me. I might be so frosty, cause I know all of them cost me. Talking about endorsement, talk about fortune. Feeling like Harvey Johan going to these courses. Flourish like the plant that my nigga about to burn real slow this month. I've been on go this month. Promoters and advertising asking us to do a show this month. Now I ain't gotta sell cocaine cause it's these cocaine. Don't get it twisted, my homies still pirates blended. Bust that fish out the bottom and stain in the dishes. Plotting, pitching, pumping, painting, paper, performing, popping, packing, power, player, progression, pride, plus precipitation. But that's all in another conversation. Fuck with me, DJ. Put that G shit on replay. Your voice late like a relay. Sweeter than a cheesecake. They ain't making noise like bass. And it ain't even a race. It's this point in time. Hotter than the summertime. I'm always hungry like Ramadan. Flavor for Louis, every kind. Look in my eyes and I'm ready. Nah, dreaming about what we don't feel like. I'd imagine walking around in ice. My perceptive vision, what would life be on the ground? But still, I'm taking flight. King like a Mormon. All my niggas hot like a torch. I just plugged in with valuable sources. Young nigga building his fortress.
And we're back. Up in Smoke Radio. You know what I'm saying? That was the boy Lunatic, man. Fortress, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that's coming off
definitely.
Or what that's from. He sent me the email, man. That stuff was scorching, man. What's going on, fellas? I got still got the guys from Medieval Records. We got my man Reno Shebang. We got my man Rojoda Inferno in the house making noise.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, man, Luna, he showed his ass on that one right there, buddy.
Oh, yeah,
he did.
He definitely went in.
Definitely showed his ass. I wish the brother could be on the phone right now, but it is what it is. We're going to power through this, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you guys check out the sites and everything like that, and I just want to talk some present day news with you guys real quick, and I don't know if y'all have seen it out there or not, but R. Kelly, are you familiar?
I mean, I just heard about this today. He released like a 19-minute song explaining about the whole cult thing.
It's just if you're not familiar, there's no need to talk about it because I don't want you to sound, you know. But it's just he's talking about how he didn't do stuff, but it definitely wasn't. That's not the narrative of the song. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How about Tekashi 6ix9ine? Are you familiar with that one?
No. I'm familiar.
Not me.
I mean, I'm online, so I hear about the kid.
Yeah, he allegedly got robbed. You know, and people are yelling bullshit because, you know, this new era of clout chasing and things of that nature, people are kind of saying that, you know, it could be used for publicity stunt because it just so happened that his single came out today. And my thing is you two talking to you two. And now this is just an opinion. Is this where we're going? Is this where I know this is not where you guys are going, but is this where hip hop is going now to where it's becoming some gossip shit to sell records? Just not the music is not speaking for itself. Just the stories around the person speaking for itself.
I personally think that the floodgates are open because there's so much access to be able to put your music out there, to do things. So artists are using record companies less and less and less and doing their thing on their own. So they're trying to find different outlets to maybe promote. So I think it could possibly be, you know, some publicity stunt sometimes. And it's hard to tell which way it's going to, you know, where it's going, because things can change at any moment. You know, people ain't buying this shit. People ain't buying that. You know, people don't want to hear it. This is what's popping now. You know, when times change, things change, the music changes. So I just continue doing what I do. And then, you know, the way that it's happening, it's like, man, it's crazy. It's shameless. I mean, there's a lot of good things. There's a lot of good artists out there that are somewhat considered to be in the same category as the artists that are popping but have a lot of shit going on in their life with the stunts, getting robbed and shot at and all that. So it's kind of hard to say, you know, which way it's going.
Well, my take on that is, you know what, with him, it's hard to tell because there is a lot of people out here gunning for him, but at the same time, he is known for antics like this. And as far as the state of hip-hop going this way, I feel like gimmicks were here. They're always going to be here. But one constant is that dope music will stand out. Like, in the middle of all this controversy and all this bullshit, one of the things that stood out was that Black Thought freestyle.
Right.
One of the things that stood out was that Nas album.
Mm-hmm.
So dope music
right.
will always be dope music. And that's what we focus on as Medieval.
Right, right.
Not
exactly.
So basically, what you're saying, Shebang, like, now that the floodgates are open and people don't need labels anymore. So therefore, as far as, you know, you don't need the marketing dollars. It's just that some of the new guys are trying to figure out ways to market ourselves, but instead of just making the music speak for themselves, they're kind of dependent on fuckery, you know what I'm saying, to get their names out
right.
there. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And if you're a label, and you want to manufacture something, you'll get some clown off of Love and Hip Hop and put some money behind them and rob them in the back end because they wasn't shit before they got on Love and Hip Hop. But they're famous.
Right.
So it goes back to the age-old question, do you want to be rich or do you want to be famous?
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? You know, and I think you know what I'm saying. I think one of your pieces supposed to go in it. If that's Mr. Money knows who he is. Go ahead and hit that one button, brother. We'll bring you in so you can talk to Roundtable. This is the Medieval Takeover, Medieval Monday. You understand what I'm saying? So this is your boy Up the Smoke Radio, Skid King. You know what I'm saying? I think this is the guy. Hold on, man. This is the guy. Now, this is a classic. This is a classic right here. Is this Crush Money on the check-in?
Yeah, this is Crush Remington in attendance. What up, what up?
Crush Money on the check-in.
Yeah, baby. What's going on, Smoke?
What's going on, King? How you doing, brother? How you feel?
And maintain it, man. Happy to be on the show, man.
Man, thanks for calling in. We got Reno Shebang on the line. We got Rojo the Inferno on the line, man. Crush Money's here, Pete.
What's up, Crush?
What's good, y'all? What's good?
What's good? What's good, Crush?
Man, same old, can't call it, man.
Man,
Crush Money. Yeah, I noticed y'all's interesting interview about, recruiting these wannabe celebrities or these fallen artists that's like looking for comeback careers, you know, trying to get that media hype, you know, instead of
Go ahead and elaborate, brother, because you just came in on the middle of the conversation. We were just having a round table, so go ahead, man. You got the floor, King.
Right. I don't think there's everybody got their own interpretation of hip hop, that's all. I mean, if that's, you know, these guys want to, you know, they want to rhyme about cars and guns, jewelry, you know what I mean, sleeping with people's wives and all that, that's their forte. I mean, but do not forget about the crab. Like, a lot of people are forgetting about the groundwork, you know, what came with it first. Like, at least if all these new artists would, like, take in consideration the basic foundation of how this stuff started, you know what I mean? At least have a DJ scratching. Like, you don't even hear, like, no DJs in the background now. Everything is auto-tuned out. Everybody sounds like a pop artist or a love, like, it sounds like disco now. Like, not disco, but, like, it sounds like rave music a little bit. Like, it's wow, man.
Well, honestly, I agree. That's basically what it is.
The foundation has been pulled away. And it's like a lot of these big corporations are like co-signing these dudes. And they're making it like this is the new age. Follow this or you ain't going to get no money. You ain't going to eat.
Now, to play devil's advocate, real quick, what would you say to the folks that say, hey, we're becoming our parents. Remember, our parents would say, hey, Jodeci, they ain't singing. Some people ain't singing. Or we becoming our parents by saying, hey, maybe this is their interpretation of hip-hop, and we might be coming to old people, and this might not be any room for us old folk, and they're just saying, get the fuck out of here.
I agree to disagree. I mean, because, like, The foundation of hip hop was actually learning. Like, every time I heard like a new song from Rakim, Cool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, I would hear certain words. I'm like, well, what does that mean? And I would actually research it, listening to KRS-One. You know what I mean? You had to actually read or be able to have some kind of IQ a little higher than a bag of cookies and some Kool-Aid to be able to decipher what they were saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's no thought process now. Like, and then it's like, a lot of these artists, all right, I don't blame if you dropped out of school. Okay, I mean, everybody got their, you know, a lot of people don't want to conform to, you know, society's way or whatever. I understand that. But what they're doing is they're setting a trend that's dumbing down the intelligent level of the listener, which is the cause of these, like, world star videos and everybody just want to fight, where everybody want, like, green, blue plaits in their hair. This shit a little crazy. This ain't hip-hop. This is not our culture. Our culture has been raped.
I agree with what you're saying. What I think is, you know, what I was saying earlier but about the floodgates being open, but now that there's a lot more independent artists, the companies, record companies, are like, well, we have competition now. So they're scrambling out and they're grabbing whoever the hell they can, because, like, we have the money to put behind them. We can put them on milk cartons and T-shirts and all that, while the independent artists is going to small shows, setting up tables to sell their stuff. And there's two different crowds. I mean, I think that the culture is still with the independent artist. And then these big, the industry, big companies, you know, they just throwing stuff out there because it's like, okay, people want this. We have the money. If we put it in our face, you have to buy it. If you've seen a pizza commercial out of 5 minutes every day through the day, you're going to want a pizza by the end of the day. You know, you know what I'm saying? So I think the culture is still with the independent artists and a little bit in the, you know, with the big labels and stuff like that. But that's what the music industry, in that sense, has lost its way. But it's the torch is being carried by the independent artists, and it's not enough out there because now we as independent artists are now learning how to market ourselves, how to do our own work, how to record ourselves, you know, because before that, everybody wanted to have a demo tape to give to these big companies, so we didn't have to worry about recording ourselves, marketing ourselves, or anything like that. We had a little footwork to just try to get to these big companies. Now we have to do all the work. So it's not as a faster pace. You know, the process is a little bit slower. So, but I think, you know, and I think it's more appreciated that in that sense because you see every step of the process. So it's more appreciated. So I really do think that the culture and the forefront and the ground of hip hop is still with the independent artists, and it's lost within the major labels.
Right. I just think I agree wholeheartedly, but I'm just saying, like, it's these big corporations that are they're watering down the quality. We're getting quantity.
Right.
But not quality. Like, we're getting too much fluff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of buying Aim and Colgate, people are buying the Fruity toothpaste now. They want the toothpaste with the color gel and stuff and the sprinkles and shit. Like, and they're making it. That's good for you. No, that's not good for you. It looks attractive because it's always on TV.
Yeah.
But it looks like candy. It looks like candy. So that's what the kids want to brush their teeth with. It's great.
All right.
My analogy
now,
is
my
this,
take.
Fella. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, my take is, I mean, there is an argument for the whole angry old thing, but here's where that argument
right.
gets debunked. Because even when like y'all's parents were against LL Cool J and people like Public Enemy, they were still for the people. Where this generation is only for the corporation and their own profit. So, like Crush said, the quality has been decreased because they are doing what sells and not what they feel.
Right, not fundamentally for the kids or whatever.
Exactly. And to build on that, and to build exactly on that, because my whole thing about it is we pay, and this is the whole thing, and this is, you know, I played devil's advocate earlier, but this is what I truly feel now. What I truly feel is our parents, we got their music, but we put our own spin on it. And you know how we put our own spin on it?
Right,
by
right.
sampling their music, by sampling the Parliament Funkadelics, by sampling the James Browns. You know what I'm saying? By sampling
right.
Ohio Players. We paid homage, and also those people got a chance to eat off of it because we were sampling their stuff, so they got a percentage of it. So if you was an old, you know, well, not old, but if you was not maybe doing any shows anymore, or maybe was bad on your health and you couldn't get on the road or anything like that, you would get a check in the mail probably once every, you know, 4 months out of the year because somebody sampled your stuff.
Hey, can I add on to that, Smoke? Good example.
Go ahead,
I don't mean to cut you off. Can I add on to that?
No, go ahead,
now, look at the people out. Look at the people outside of that coast, like people that wanted to be producers. Like, all right, say like a Chinese guy or a Japanese guy. He wanted to get in the culture. Whoa, I love what they're doing. They're sampling. Where did they get that sample from? Now, they're listening to that artist, and they're listening to who that artist sampled, and it's making this guy, new to the culture, new to the genre, go into the sample, and now he's digging back two generations of music 10 to 20 years ago before our time back in the day. So, boom, now you got a new producer, and he's learned from the culture. He's actually gained something from that culture, and he learned two cultures in one. He learned hip-hop and funk.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, yeah, mm-hmm. You're right, man. Our generation was more like giving back and paying homage.
Yeah, it's that we...
I just had to get that
we
out.
Hip-hopped it. We hip-hopped it. That's what hip-hop
right.
is. We hip-hopped it. You take all these elements and make one thing. Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm always the guy, I subscribe to what KRS-One believes. Rap is something you do. Hip-hop is what you live. You know what I mean?
Right.
I subscribe to that.
Yeah.
So even you know what I'm saying, with that, I just look at, we might have to hit the reset button. I always say this all the time, and hit the reset button, and meaning, when back in the day, EPMD always went gold with no radio play. You know why? Because they wasn't getting any radio play. Rap was back then was just a fad. And I would like to speak to my brother Crush, because I would say that we're probably the elder statesmen of the panel. Remember back in the day, we wouldn't even be buying anything. Rappers,
right.
Maybe. Doug Lazy, give me it. You know, he raps, give it.
Yeah.
Get it in the bag.
You had to hear
you
them. You had to hear them every Saturday night on college radio. I remember that
yeah.
vividly.
Yeah.
You had to remember
and
that.
We would
you
have
to
sift through it. You would have to sift
yeah.
through who was hot and who was not. You would just have
right.
to sift through it. And just like we're, I think that us, for where we come from, we kind of lost our way. And I think, and I always say this, I think that fucking 50 Cent did it. You know what I'm saying? And because
right.
nobody, that was never an argument in a battle, and I can speak to the whole panel on this, that was never an argument in a battle, somebody saying, hey, nigga, I sold more records than you. Like, what?
That was never, yeah, right.
right.
Right. True that.
Right. And so, and my circle of friends, and if you bring up money, you lost the rip battle. That was the, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, nigga, at least I got more money. Oh, you lost, nigga. You lost.
Yeah. That was your instant go-to.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
your instant go-to.
Yeah,
that was your safety net.
Yeah, this guy was sliming you. Here you go. You know what I'm saying? Here you go.
Right.
I wasn't even a part of the conversation. Again, it wasn't a part of the conversation earlier. In the early battles, nobody said, well, I think he won because he sold more records. Like,
right.
What? When has that ever been the criteria of you being a great artist? So my thing is, we might have to just go back to the underground and say, you know what? There is some rapping going on down here in the underground. This is where we started out before. I don't know why we just can't go back home. Yeah, we came
mm-hmm.
up above ground a little bit. We snuck our head up on there. But I think corporate America just smacked us in the head and said, get your ass back in your turtle shell.
right.
All right. You got a taste of it. Now take it. Now go home. The sun's about to go down now. This is a sundown town. It's about to go home. It's about to go. Now go home. And we should be fine. Especially now.
That's something I've always wondered myself. I've always
especially
wondered,
now with the
why don't we just
consumer,
give it back?
We have PayPal's and all these things and all these types of ways, but it's now they're moving the goalpost a little bit, but with direct to consumer and things like that, you don't even really need it. It's just about, you know, cultivating your base.
Yeah,
that's true.
And anyone can get 100,000 views in this day and age. If you play your cards right, anyone can get a couple 100,000 views, and boom, that's a career.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely that.
And that's where the double-edged sword comes in, because it's actually easier, because, again, the for the good guys, like for the guys that used to, you know, look, I'll name drop. For a guy like DJ Dondi to use a Serato right now, you know what I'm saying? We'll say, you know, pure DJ say, you know, Serato's trash. But if you're a guy that used to carry fucking crates and crates and records and fucking speakers and all that, I think you deserve a break. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been doing this for 15 years, just carrying records. You know what I'm saying? But if you're starting, and that's what you were saying, Crush, earlier about the scratch, I don't think people know how to do it anymore.
Yeah. Man, I ain't heard a record past 2000, really, where I heard an actual scratch.
I'm going to ask the panel.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
How about this?
Yeah,
we're going to talk about some of the lost elements real quick. When has the last time you heard somebody beatbox?
It's been in a lot of
My last video, I got a beatboxer.
No, I'm talking about in your passings in real life.
You mean like what? Just flown on a corner or on a record?
And just in your passings, somebody, hey man, just. I haven't seen nobody beatbox in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a cold minute. Yeah, it's definitely been a cold minute, bro. Dance battles. What happened to those? Like at the they said dance battles and stuff.
I mean, do people even dance anymore?
They drink. Smoke, and then somebody gets hit with a bottle or something.
Oh, shit. I thought that was the new dance. You just get a beer and go against the wall and shit. Yeah. This is called the beer.
Right.
The beer hole.
Right. Or you go to the bathroom. You come to the bar with your mate. You go to the bathroom, and somebody will dance right to your seat while you're in the bathroom. And they see, and look, there's 1,000 girls in there. They want to go to your girl while you're in the bar. Mm. While you're in the bathroom. I've seen a lot of that kind of dancing, too. I've seen that kind of dancing, too.
I mean, I'm going to respectfully say I cannot do none of the latest dances. I got water on my knees, and they look a little bit too moist for me.
Right.
That's too hard.
It's another thing, too, man. I think this – I don't like this either, like these new battle circuits, man. I was on Facebook last month talking to a brother about I remember we used to all meet up at a mutual place downtown, and there'd be a random guy from another town, and niggas would just battle on the spot. Didn't nobody do no research? Ain't nobody did 40 minute verses, or you know what I mean? You just went in respectfully, boom, you stop, the next person go. Didn't nobody know each other from a can of paint? That was battling too. I think the battles have been like they make it too easy. It's not even it's like comedy now. It's like if you can rhyme and you're a comedian, you won.
Because
even the battle rap scene now don't sound like it's about skill now.
They
Google your name, check out your criminal background.
They first of all, they renamed the battle into beef. So a lot of people ain't even really looking for lyrics. They're looking for somebody to get shot in the face, because Biggie Smalls,
right,
the way we're wired, beef is beef. Biggie Smalls told us what beef is. So when you hear the words, the guy's like kind of going back and forth. It's like, wait a minute, I thought there was beef. But they've renamed the battle as far as just skill and who can out cleverly use words and bust somebody down. They have took that part away. We just sit back, even with Teriyaki 69. We're not looking to see if he's going to do anything. We really want to see if somebody's going to hit him upside the head. Let's just be clear.
Right.
So it's like they changed it. I mean, I think that what it is, they stripped everything, okay? They stripped everything and said, there's only one thing we can make money off of, and it's rap. All the other stuff, the beatboxing, the graffiti, the breakdancing, let's get that the fuck out of here because we can't make no money off of it because we can't do graffiti. We can't dance, but we can rap.
Right.
We can do that. We can put some words together because I look at a guy like a Post Malone and say, well, damn, how many shots are you going to have? You tried it at country western music, you fucking failed. You tried it rock and roll, you fucking failed. Oh, now you come over to hip-hop and you have one of the hottest guys write a fucking song for you, of course you're going to be hot. And that, to me, people, is my definition of culture vulture. When you can't make any money in your fucking culture and try to come to somebody else's culture and make some money, that is a culture vulture to me.
Yeah.
Believe me, I would be trying to sell ribs before I would try to sell shrimp fried rice, people. That's just
me. Yeah. Right.
All right. Now, here's my take on the battle rap that he was talking about. Now,
do you want to say anything about Post Malone?
I mean,
sir?
It did. All right. Post Malone can't stand him.
Okay.
At all.
You know, I was about to throw the song on. That's what
it is.
All right, let's make sure you're on my side. All right, continue.
All right.
And once you're on there, socks, you're spooning on me.
No, about the battle rap scene. It's easier, but also harder at the same time. And here's why. It's easier because you can research, but it's harder because when you're in that crowd, you're in somebody's face and in a crowd that wants you to lose and having to memorize everything you wrote. Three to five minute rounds. That's where the more talent comes in into battle rap. It's more showmanship than it was back in the day, I agree. But there is a level of skill that has to be acquired to do it.
Okay, I agree with that. The only thing I don't agree
with. How about this? Let me toss this at you guys. Do you think the prepared battles kind of messed everything up, or are they better? Because remember, back in the day, it would be like you kind of had to come off the top of the dome. You wouldn't have all this, you know, preparation and stuff. You think it's better, or is it better just as far as battle rap as a culture, to be prepared so you can be coming across crisp? You don't want to get stuck up in the moment trying to freestyle. Or what do you guys feel about that?
I agree slightly with preparing before the battle. I don't agree with researching somebody's background. This is about skill. This ain't no comedy. You know what I mean? You got to be a comedian to win these battles now. That's what they're looking for. They're not looking for the. I mean, if you come on there real raw and scientifical, whatever, and you got, you know what I mean? You got some nice one-liners and some nice metaphors and some nice punchlines. Yeah, you can come out on top. But if all you doing is like, damn, and your man and your crew is a snitch, and you know what I mean? Like, know this guy's MO. It's like, it's kind of cheating. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, like, what happened to the actual form of battling? That wasn't battling.
Right.
When we battled, my niggas would put, hey, I got 50 bucks on my man Crutch. Hey, I got 50 bucks on my man Killer. Boom, and we just went at it. We just went at it until somebody either ran out of rounds or somebody got offended. You know what I mean? That's how we won battles. That's how we did battles. I ain't never known nobody from a can of paint except some guy at school that I looked up to, and he demolished me in a lunch at lunch class, like after outside the lunch rec area.
Yeah.
That was the first guy I lost. His name was Rich Money. This dude was nice. He was crazy. But he was one of my, I looked up to him.
He scarred you. You remember your
Nah, hey, he made me better. I was only in the 10th grade, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I was originally a graffiti artist, you know what I mean? And I just started writing, and I would listen to these cats from, like, St. Clair Village, Belsuber, Homewood. And I was influenced by these older guys, like Stan the Man, you know what I mean? These guys were nice. And they was writing, like, 40-bar verses, you know, back when niggas was even counting bars. Timothy Lee, yeah, the originators of the like the battle scene back in Pittsburgh back in like 84, 86.
Got the Pittsburgh hustle right there.
Yeah.
I think
goes back.
Pittsburgh hip hop history.
I think battling, it's just a sport now. You know, those are bad.
It is.
You know, you got to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sport, you know. And we're out here, we do battles on the corner, we street fighting, you know what I mean? That's street fighting. They got the ring and the arena and all that shit, you know what I mean? And everything all dressed up pretty for them. They got, you know, scouts. It's like, it's in there. It's a sport, you know. They set it up pretty much like boxing, you know. You got your manager, you got your promoter and all that. You know, you got your circuit, you know, the circuit you can do smack or king of the dot, you know. It's a sport now. And I mean, some people enjoy that, but they have stripped a lot out of it and they put rules into it. And I'm probably sure you can go and Google the Battle League rules and shit like that and go through and find a number of things we probably never knew that these guys go through. But, you know, they have stripped a lot of stuff away from it. It is what it is, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's two things I don't agree with, and this was the code back in the Bird. One, actually three. One, nobody's moms was involved in nothing. Two, be on your A game. You know what I mean? You could choose a freestyle or written, or you could throw in and out. You know what I mean? No, there was no research in nobody because we didn't know nobody. Everybody met up at, like, in front of Originals or Candy Ram at downtown. Three. And definitely three. You got to be at arm's length. You can't be pointing at nobody's face. You can't be tapping nobody's chest. You can't be aiming like fake finger guns in nobody's face. That was it. You got to respect people's space. You don't know these guys. You know what I mean? It's like crazy. It's like advocating a fight.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
Right. Crazy, but you know.
Nice. I tell you what, fellas, this is Up in Smoke Radio. This is Medieval Monday, the Medieval Takeover. I got the homie Reno Shebang, World Holder Inferno, Crush Motherfucking Money. You know what I'm saying? And don't be afraid to curse, guys. I'm not regulated by the FCC. They can eat a dick.
Okay.
I'm going to go into this real quick clip, man, and I need your opinions on this because this is something I stumbled across. I'm glad you guys are here. I was going to save it for my Thursday show, but now that I got some hip-hop heads on here, I'm going to get your opinion on here. I'm going to play this little clip. I'm going to mute your mics, and once the clip is up, I'm going to bring y'all back on. This is Up in Smoke Radio. Check out the clip, fellas.
Hey, hey everyone. Antoine Fantoine here, Internet's busiest music nerd. Hope you're doing well. A bit of international music news here for you. According to Time, tasteless, vulgar, and obscene China just banned hip-hop culture and tattoos from television. Now, China, as a lot of us are aware if you follow economic news, they're rising on the international stage in a big way and have been for the good part of this decade. And there hasn't been a whole lot of discussion on the international stage in regards to just how authoritarian the country still kind of is. Not to say that I'm sort of saying that from a nationalistic standpoint over here. America does have its cases of American exceptionalism when it comes to things like, I don't know, drug laws. We still jail more people for marijuana possession than we do violent crimes. And in comparison with China, we actually jail more of our population per capita. So, you know, do keep that in mind. But still, the reason I bring this up is because, as a lot of you guys are aware, hip-hop currently is the zeitgeist in the U.S., but that also kind of reaches beyond the borders of America. We've been seeing a lot of rappers from the Far East come through with hits, come through with songs that are hitting it pretty big over here. Not only do you have Chinese and Japanese and Korean rappers that are making a lot of waves, but you do see hip-hop culture and hip-hop music seeping into the K-pop scene in a big way. So you see a lot of these new up-and-coming K-pop artists, they're not just singing, they're not just dancing, but they're also rapping and writing lyrics as well. Writing bars, writing verses. So it's kind of unavoidable at this point. You know, hip hop is everywhere. It's seeping into every facet of music culture. And it's really a kind of unfortunate to see this music scene, which is kind of burgeoning on the international stage and, you know, potentially winning over a lot of listeners and a lot of fans over here in the West, potentially take this hit that could kind of take the wind out of its sails. So as the article reports, which is linked down there below, China has banned hip-hop culture and actors with tattoos from appearing on television. The country's top media regulator, the State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film, and Television of the People's Republic of China, that's a hell of an acronym, now specifically requires that programs should not feature actors with tattoos or depict hip-hop culture, subculture, non-mainstream culture, and dispirited culture, decadent culture, Sina, a Chinese news outlet, reports. This is a statement from the administration's publicity department, which just pretty much doles out four rules, which for me are written very poetically. I wish our government decrees came down from on high with such flowery, beautiful language. Or, you know, it seems very very noble the way that these rules are written. Absolutely do not use actors whose heart and morality are not aligned with the party and whose morality is not noble. It's almost biblical. Absolutely do not use actors who are tasteless, vulgar, and obscene. Absolutely do not use actors whose ideological level is low and have no class. Absolutely do not use actors with stains, scandals, and problematic moral integrity. The article then goes on to cite a series of actors and or performers or participators in like reality type.
What the fuck?
Now, before I bring the panel on, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people might take the stance of, motherfuck China. I don't live there, so who gives a shit if they ban hip-hop? What I'm trying to say is China is you know, it's racist over there. And I think this is more or less almost like a ban on black people, because even if you're trying to make certain people the face of hip-hop, still in this country, black people are still the face of hip-hop for now. And I think that China is definitely setting a precedence with this and just boxing everything in one thing and making it a subculture. So I'm going to bring the guys back on. Guys, your mics are opened up. I'm going to shut mine off. Whoever wants to start it off, you speak. I shut my mic off.
Okay, yeah, that was like, whoa. That was a giant slap in the face, like, of our whole, wow, our whole legacy of, like, music on the whole. Because hip-hop is not just comprised of one music. It's comprised of many genres joined in one. You know, so for them to do that, that's like, wow. Yeah, it's basically a band of black culture. And now, I remember in the 80s and like in China and Korea and whatever, all them like Asian countries, they were wearing mohawks when rock was out. Rock and punk was hot. Pop rock and, you know, like Led Zeppelin and all them, Def Leppard, and like people on stage biting heads off bats. They was wearing black leathers and mohawks and chains all over their jackets with zippers, and it wasn't a problem. And it was, I'm pretty sure they had tattoos in them too, to match with that culture. not the early 80s. That was like the early 80s. China was down with that. It was wearing that. I mean, but it is a communist country. I do understand that at that standpoint. Very racist all, as well. Like you go, you see a lot of them. They have a high population in Oakland and Pittsburgh. A lot of them are Pittsburgh University students, and a lot of them won't even look your way, you know, when you pass them on the street, which, you know, whatever. But they're dressing like us, and I guess, like, the country don't want that to infringe on their way of living out there. So, all right, that's understandable. I ain't offended. Hey.
Well,
they're lost.
Here's my
take. To me, they're lost.
Yeah, here's my take. How can they want to ban hip-hop and black culture, but at the same time love basketball? Like, they love basketball. They love basketball players. And
all beds are locked down.
Like, they're obsessed with basketball, but yet they want to ban hip-hop and black
culture.
Let's
not talk about dancing. Let's not talk about dancing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
A lot of them are some nice break dancers.
Yeah, that's just crazy. What I think is, was you done, Wes?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. What I think is, I don't really see anything, you know, coming really big out of that. For the simple fact, they're banning they ban the music or whatever. But the when it comes to the products, you make clothes, print magazines to ship everywhere else in the world. So I don't see a whole total complete ban happening the way that, you know, it's like you will get shot if I see you wearing this, or you will get shot if you're listening to this, or, you know, you got facing prison time or anything like that. I was probably like, oh, well, you know, you can't dress like this if you come in here, you know. You can't talk like this if you come in here. You know, you can't play this if you come in here. But because they want to have those products. It's a big thing in America and in a lot of other countries. So, I mean, you got a lot of other countries, too, that are making a lot of hip-hop oriented products and things like that. And China's one of the biggest that make a lot of knockoff stuff. So back when they were doing the Tommy Hilfiger stuff, China was biting like a mug, you know, the Boo Boos and stuff like that. They were making, you know, definitely knockoffs of that. So they want what's popping over here, you know, so they can sell it to us cheaper. So we got somebody coming out with something, you know, they got fake shoes over there, fake everything, you know what I mean, over there. So the band, I think, is more like a, you know, just don't dress like that because they want these products. To sell it back to us.
Yeah, I mean, they manufacture all the products, but doesn't mean they have to indulge in hip-hop music. You can wear a pair of Nikes and don't listen to rap. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, this is coming from the state. You know, and this is a communist country. Everything is state-run. And if they're saying you can't have no tattoos and no goddamn rap music, this is going to be no tattoos and no rap music. This is no, like, how we have no smoking cigarette zones. I mean, they can still indulge in the products. I mean, they can still wear a Nike windbreaker. You know, that doesn't mean it's necessarily hip-hop. They can, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean they're talking about the music. They're not saying, hey, man, you can't break dance or anything like that, but it better be to some goddamn something other than hip-hop. You better not have nobody. You know how you can't even have more than two children over there. They go to slave camp.
Right.
They don't fuck around over there.
Right.
Wow.
They do not fuck around over there. So, yes, I take this very serious because it's a music, and then you got to understand, you know, if you're familiar with Tiananmen Square and all that shit, what was hip-hop really? Rebellion. And what was, you know, and what was that rebellion from? That energy from the 60s, you know, that whole, you know, civil rights movement. So they probably looked at that shit like, hell no. We don't want that shit. We don't want just motherfuckers fighting the power over here. You're going to stay docile.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You gotta listen to some Pour Some Sugar on Me, goddammit.
I mean, but it's kind of messed up, though. That's like, okay, that's like wearing, you got like you got a closet full of cowboy hats, rhinestone shirts, and some boots, but you don't like Western.
Right,
and
like
a lot of mafia, like a lot of mafia guys in the 70s, they used to wear velour sweatsuits, gold chains, rings, Air Force Ones, and didn't like rap music either. But they were dressing like
where from? Where do black people get it from?
Oh, man.
No, from real, from like Scarface and watching the movies and stuff.
I knew old players that was wearing that stuff before the mafia movie was out.
Okay, cool.
Nah, yeah, definitely that. No, they stole that from us, man. They stole
all
that
right.
from us, definitely.
You know what? I stand corrected. You're
the
definitely
Italians
right with
are
the black exploitation.
They are one third Negro. Remember that. The Italians are one third Negro, especially if you're. Oh, don't be Sicilian. Oh, ooh. Don't be Sicilian. Yeah, you a third nigger.
I need them to start saying that before I do.
That's true. But my thing is, all right, if you're gonna be done with hip hop, be all the way done with it. You shouldn't be allowed to just close down them shoes. Close down them stores that are making those Nike, Reeboks, all them shoes, all the sweatsuits, all the jeans that people are buying in bulk over here. You know what I mean? Be all the way done with hip-hop then. You know what I mean? Whole thing.
And that's another way of culture vulture is because you want to make money off the culture. They're like, fuck no. We're damn sure going to continue to make turntables. We're going to make money
right.
off of it. But we don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
Well, of course, honestly, that's how the music executives that do hip-hop feel as well. They want to make money off of it, but they hate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I've seen this video where, like, there was a poll taken, and 70% of the music executives hate hip-hop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know that.
I can't stand it.
No, but they love making money off it.
Half of them listen to opera, man. Half of them listen to Bach.
Yeah, but they're,
I mean,
they're steady pushing our culture, but yet don't like it? No. So we got to take it away from them.
Right.
I mean, it's really... It's so simple, it's complex, and I don't think it could be done. I don't think that we can quote unquote take it back, because I think that, you know, and I mean, this is just a discussion, no debate. We can just talk about it. I think that it's so far gone to where is I don't see. Like, you know how they say if you want to look at the future, look at the youth. I'm looking
mm-hmm.
at the youth
right.
and saying, I'm saying there's no hope.
Exactly. That was exactly correct.
I hate to say it. I mean, I look at it and I'm looking at, and we all look at it and say, well, damn, shit, fucking Nas made Illmatic at 17 years old compared to what's going on now. You look at these guys, some of these guys are like 20 fucking 7 years old, and they're still, you know, they're
right.
on, you know, they're on a path of where they're basically marketing music to our children, or, well, not our children, say, or, you know, 17, well, children. You know, children, 16,
mm-hmm.
with that target audience, 16 to 27 that they're looking for, or 16 to 32, you guys can probably educate me, but you know what I mean. They're not, that
right.
music is not for us. But you have a 27-year-old or really rapping for a 17-year-old. Because if Jehovah, if Hova said 30's the new 20, we can't stop it there, right? We can't stop. We got to keep it going. Okay, 30's the new 20. Then 20 is what? The new 10?
Right.
What is 10? You're the zeitgeist?
Right.
You know what I mean?
True.
Now we can just connect it. I didn't even mean to do this. I didn't really mean to get on a tangent here. Now you wonder why you have dudes in a perpetual state of adolescence. Look at their names. Lil Wayne, Young Berg, Lil Xan.
You're putting
yourself in a kid position. I got to continue to act like a kid because my name is Lil. My name is Young. I'm not allowed to grow up.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I want to go into what we're really here for, to talk about the new song from Rojo and Lunatic. And while you're on here, Lunatic, Lunatic must be talking about me. But, well, what was the inspiration for this record, man? You know, we here. We ain't coming nowhere. We're back in the booth. Tell me what the inspiration, let the people know what it was. I know earlier you said you guys were just saying that, hey, man, we're back. Let's just tell them we're back. You know what I'm saying? We're here.
Yeah, that's basically was the inspiration. And the fact that, like, we was all finally together, finally back to where we was. So it's basically we here, and we're coming back stronger.
Right. So let's get into it, man. I mean, you know, you want to, first of all, let me go ahead and find it on the board real quick. You get what I'm saying? Okay. You want to introduce, go ahead and introduce your own song, Rojo.
All right. The new track, Yours Truly, Rojo, Inferno, and Lunatic, we here. Enjoy.
Huh? Let it breathe. Rojo, what up?
What up, nigga?
Let's talk to him. We here. Yeah, nigga, we here. They got me lacing up my boots. See, I've been raging with my crew. Evaluated all they moves. Now I'm ready, motherfucker, we here.
All black apparel, yeah, I'm ready for the ritual. It's critical, I'm sick of you. No need for a subliminal. I'm facing off the enemy, cause all I see is FOE. Had to spell it out like I was S&OOP. I'm a headstrong, take them head on. I put it blatantly. Irritable women, they love me. Can only tease me facially, basically, patiently, gracefully. Accepting knowledge, wisdom, understanding as a yellow seed. When I'm deceived, with Jesus say rest in power, not rest in peace. I live free, a dog isn't a dog on a leash. Jesus, I wasn't saved by the bill sleeve. There's a difference between history and history. Accomplished my 120, that's knowledge itself, homie. They thought they took it all, what else do they want from me? From starving in the yard, thinking that you would come for me. Ultimately, I'm thankful to you for making me hungry.
We here. Yeah, nigga, we here. They got me running through with tundra, now y'all hear me dropping thunder. Yeah, we here, they claim the summer, we gon' put you niggas under, we here.
Don't tell me who was your favorite, I bought the entire playlist. I'm here to catch a homie, nobody should wanna face him. Y'all don't put me in rotation, I commentize your station. You can't see that I'm amazing, you niggas just probably hating. Rojo the fucking creeper, I introduce him to Satan. Dog, I lit this rap shit, you little niggas is playing. You ain't rapping, run this way, just for reducing the vapors. Cause your text can't contain with the lead that I see my paper. All a nigga eat is rappers, y'all like me to a gator. I ain't doing no one favors, I only fuck with the truest shit. Who
resist. Reckless with the mind of a lunatic. Y'all praising that nigga, I'm nailing him to a crucifix. The way I spit insane, y'all can say a nigga losing it. Back up on my grind, I just wanna let the music hit. Abusing every beat, you niggas better get used to this. You flying with the stewardess, I'm flying over planets, god damn it. I make these niggas vanish, break the podium if you standing. I'm jumping from the bottom and the top, that's where I'm landing. I'm stomping through this beat, best believe I'm doing damage. This is hip hop history, my name will be branded.
We here. Yeah, nigga, we here. They got me lacing up my boots. See, I've been raging with my crew. Evaluated all they moves. Now I'm ready, motherfucker. We here. Yeah, nigga, we here. They got me running through a tundra. Y'all gon' hear me dropping thunder. Yeah, we here. They claim the summer. We gon' put you niggas under. We here. Yeah, nigga, we here. They got me lacing up my boots. See, I've been raging with my crew. Evaluated all they moves. Now I'm ready, motherfucker. We here.
Oh, yeah, 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 we here. That was the my cousin Rojo, the Inferno, and the brother Lunatic. We here, man. Rojo, talk to him, man.
Yeah.
Salute. Check out the video on YouTube.
You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Rojo Inferno. You can find it on the Medieval page, facebook.com/Medieval. That's M-I-D-Evil. Hey, go check it out. Show some love, support, and I appreciate y'all.
And again, I appreciate the panel. They don't know that we did extra half hour just for overdrive, just to, you know, just to have some extra content for you guys, man. And again, starting with, you know what I'm saying, before we end the show, starting with Rojo. Tell the people how they can get in contact with you, all your contact information, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, your YouTube. Tell all the people how they can get in contact with you, brother.
Well, all social media sites, Rojo Inferno. That's Rojoinferno. And on YouTube, it's Rojo Inferno 4, the number 4 behind it. Rojo Inferno 4 on YouTube, everywhere else, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, it's just Rojo Inferno, Rojoinferno.
Reno Shebang, tell the people how we can get in contact with you, Facebook, Instagram, let's go.
Well, I'm on Facebook as Bruce Jackson, you can go on there, a lot of my R&B stuff is on there. Just Bruce Lee Jackson. And on all the hip hop stuff and everything else, you go right on the Medieval page on the YouTube. All that Rojo just said for the Medieval, go on there and find all the stuff that I got getting ready to come out and everybody else.
Iron Crush Money, how can the people get in contact with you? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, old music,
okay,
new music.
Okay, you can view me at Crest Remington on Facebook, YouTube. You can view me on Crest Remington or Black Noise. That's Black, B-L-A-C-K, Noise, N-O-I-Z. And that'll be me and my partner, Calico Skiz, for like videos, new album on the way, traveling music. That should be finished in October. Mm-hmm. Around, you know, for all the people that love autumn, that love the, you know, love the fall. I love the fall time. It looks colorful out, but yeah. It's gonna be something different. It's gonna be like real conscious. You know what I mean? Socially conscious, and you know, bringing up a lot of stuff about, you know, this police, this corrupt, you know, and the United Snakes. So look forward to that.
Doubt,
you know,
no
check
doubt.
Out the album, Reno Shebang, Reno Shebang, Rojo Inferno Lunatic, myself, Crush Remington, will be coming out with, I think the album's called RLR and Son of a King.
RLR Brotherhood.
And Son of a King, no doubt, no doubt. This is Smoke Dogs. You can catch me on Smoke for Mayor on Instagram, Smoke for Mayor on Twitter, and Mr. Smoko H2O on YouTube, H2O Like Water, and James Collins on, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook. And you can catch me here on Thursday at 6 o'clock, me and the Soul Sisters, for, you know what I'm saying, for the Smoke On show, Smoke On Everything, Smoke On Music, Smoke On Politics, Smoke On Everything. So we're going to leave you with the original. Love, peace, and air grease. Thanks for coming through, fellas. I'll holler at y'all. 100.
100.
All right, we out. It's fun.